Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Petrol prices are going up, and it's no surprise given what is going on in Europe. Mervyn Abrams, Program Coordinator, Peter Maritzburg, Economic Justice and Dignity. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
It's becoming more, we're having this conversation way too often, aren't we?
Yes, unfortunately. You see, the petrol price, Howard, is really outside of our control. Of course, we can cut down on the amount of taxes that is incorporated in the petrol price. But the global price of fuel is really outside of South Africa's control. And so we have to begin to ask ourselves, how do we build resilience in the South African economy and in the South African household economy that will allow us to be able to, with some of these shocks that are going to come our way, you know, all the time. And the reason why we're in such a very bad state is because of our high unemployment levels. It is because there are not sufficient jobs. And it is also because our wages are not keeping trend with our internal levels of inflation, like, for instance, electricity price increases, interest rates, etc.
So it's interesting what you're saying about not having resilience. What would give us resilience? What are the factors that we could look at?
So Howard, I mean, one of the things I would suggest, and of course it's a very complex issue, and a one-person solution is not necessarily exactly where all the solutions lie. But one thing, for instance, I was surprised that the Minister of Finance dropped corporate income by 1%.
Right.
If I was the minister, I would rather have taken all that expenses to the revenue, because now that's a loss to the revenue. Would have taken that instead and have invested that in a massive construction process in the country. I mean, anyone traveling around our cities will see the mushrooming informal settlements. We do need houses. Building houses and the construction industry has a very long value chain. It involves steel. It involves paint. It involves a lot of stuff. It employs semi-skilled, skilled, but even low-skilled work. So it could absorb so many people into employment. And, of course, the multiplier effect on other sectors of the economy. So we have to begin to think long-term. We cannot think of short-term popular solutions like, you know, economists and investors asking for tax breaks. Because what we have just seen is whenever there's a crisis outside of our control, the investment leaves the country and our rand drops at the same time as petrol price increases. So why should we be playing to that lobby and give that lobby more money while we cannot invest it in long-term returns for the South African economy and, of course, then for the South African household?
What is this going to do to food pricing?
So the fuel increase, there are two factors that will have an impact. The fuel price, of course, is a major input cost into food production, be it at the farm level, where the farmer has to use tractors and diesel, whether it is about transporting the food from one place to another, etc. So the input cost increase, and of course that cost is just handed over to the consumer at the retail end. So we are expecting that food prices will increase on the basis of increased fuel prices. But then also, of course, let's not forget that the Ukraine and Russia together provide a major portion of the global wheat supply. So if that supply gets interrupted, that would impact negatively on the price of flour, bread prices, breakfast cereals, etc., are all likely impacted with less wheat on the global supply. So in both of those two cases, the outlook for food prices into the future is that it will increase.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation, and one that no doubt is going to be putting a massive amount of pressure on all South Africans. I really do hope that they start looking at it and maybe re-looking at the fuel levy. It is 8
There's one other thing, Howard, that I could just mention if I have a minute. And that is that we could possibly cut some of the costs of particularly our fresh vegetables. If we begin, if government is more serious to incentivize local production of local food systems, so bring in more small-scale farmers closer to our cities, because our food is being produced very far away from our table. Can we bring that chain closer to our table? It will mean less logistics and possibly keep prices down as well.
And this is something that we've spoken about many, many times with organizations like SA Harvest, where they are looking at trying to bring food closer to where people live and to solve some of the issues around that. Mervin Abrams, Program Coordinator, Peter Maritzburg, Economic Justice and Dignity, talking to us about the impact of on the increase of petrol prices on food prices and the economy in South Africa. Good morning.